What if the most transformative force in your marriage isn't communication, shared hobbies, or even love itself, but something far more physical? Consider two couples standing at the altar with identical vows, similar backgrounds, and equal commitment. 10 years later, one marriage radiates warmth and resilience, while the other feels like a business arrangement with occasional affection. The difference often lies not in compatibility or conflict resolution skills, but in what happens when the lights go out. Sexual intimacy isn't just a pleasant bonus to marriage. It's the glue that holds everything together. When a couple maintains a vibrant sexual connection, something remarkable happens. The husband becomes more attentive, the wife feels more cherished, and both partners approach daily frustrations with greater patience. It's like the difference between watching a movie with and without a soundtrack, technically functional, but missing the emotional depth that makes the experience memorable. Yet despite its importance, most couples spend more time planning their wedding flowers than discussing their sexual expectations, then wonder why their intimate life feels disappointing. You enter marriage with unconscious expectations shaped by childhood experiences, parental relationships, and birth order. These invisible rules dictate everything from sexual frequency to whether spontaneity feels exciting or threatening. Cheryl thrives on unpredictability. Surprise baby oil makes her feel desired. Melissa needs advanced notice, cleanliness, and routines to feel comfortable. Neither is wrong. They're following different rule books written before their wedding day. Your opposite sex parent particularly shaped these patterns. Women with healthy father relationships typically achieve orgasm more easily, while those with controlling or absent fathers often struggle with vulnerability. Men raised by gentle mothers transition more smoothly into marital intimacy, whereas those with domineering mothers may resent sexually assertive wives. Birth order adds another layer. Lastborns crave spontaneity, middleborns accommodate but rarely initiate, firstborns seek control. Great lovers see sex through their partner's eyes, consciously breaking self-imposed rules occasionally. Your past doesn't dictate your future. You can edit your sexual rulebook and become the lover your spouse deserves. Here's a truth that surprises many women. When your husband feels sexually fulfilled, he'll do absolutely anything for you. Sexual satisfaction transforms him into a devoted partner, more present with children, more productive at work, and more emotionally available. For men, sex isn't just physical release. It's how they experience feeling loved, respected, and needed. Women need emotional connection before physical intimacy feels appealing. Women are slow cookers, requiring the right temperature and timing. Men are microwaves, ready instantly. For women, problems erase sex. For men, sex erases problems and restores connection. This creates misunderstandings. A husband interprets sexual disinterest as personal rejection, not realizing she's processing yesterday's disagreement. A wife feels pressured when he initiates sex after an argument, not understanding he's genuinely trying to reconnect. The solution isn't changing your wiring, it's understanding your spouse's different operating system. Husbands must recognize that their wives' responsiveness correlates with treatment outside the bedroom. Wives must understand that regular sexual connection isn't optional maintenance, it's essential fuel powering their husband's devotion. Anyone can perform the mechanics of sex, but creating a memorable experience requires expertise, attention, and genuine care for your partner's pleasure. Too many couples settle for mediocrity, sex that's desperately requested and reluctantly given, leaving neither partner fulfilled. Great sex requires slowing down, especially initially. For honeymoon couples, ASAP means as slow as possible. Women require extensive preparation. The clitoris contains more nerve endings than any other body part, but demands patient, attentive stimulation. Rushing to penetration before she's ready guarantees disappointment. Women carry tremendous vulnerability during sex. Literally inviting someone into their body requires immense trust. The marriage bed reflects the relationship's overall health. When trust grows, passion heats up. When trust diminishes, intimacy cools. Most men discover their greatest sexual satisfaction comes not from being pleased, but from pleasing their wives. Witnessing her abandon, hearing her genuine pleasure, knowing he's responsible for her ecstasy fulfills men far more than their own physical release. Even lasagna gets boring if you eat it every night. When couples make love twice weekly, variety becomes essential. Many wives complain their husbands follow identical routines, while husbands wish their wives showed more enthusiasm. The solution isn't complicated techniques, it's thoughtful creativity. Start with simple changes: different lighting, new scents, varied locations, or unexpected timing. Don't relegate sex to exhausting evenings. Consider booking a hotel room midday. If you always follow the same sequence, reverse it. Start with a foot massage or greet your spouse in something provocative. Silence isn't golden in the bedroom. Verbal approval, words, moans, even screams intensifies arousal dramatically. A spouse's enthusiasm is the ultimate turn-on. Saying your partner's name during passion creates profound intimacy. Sex can be meaningful and spiritual, but also playful and fun. The goal isn't perfection, it's genuine connection, mutual pleasure, and discovering what delights your particular partner. The greatest enemy of sex isn't physical limitations, it's weariness, especially for women. Modern life demands constant availability, leaving couples too exhausted for intimacy. Yet desire operates paradoxically. The best way to increase yearning is to have sex regularly, as lovemaking elevates brain chemicals associated with desire. To overcome weariness, something must give. If you're gone more than two evenings weekly, or not having sex at least two or three times weekly, your schedule is unsustainable. Communication about sex remains awkward even for long married couples. Instead of criticizing, try these 10 magic words. Do you know what I would love to try sometime? Said with the right tone, this becomes erotic foreplay. As you age, expect change. Men lose hair, women require more lubrication, and erections need more cultivation. Yet what age takes compensates. Decades of experience, pleasing one specific person, better control, and intuitive understanding. Many women feel more sexually invigorated after menopause. Regular sexual activity maintains sexual fitness. Use it or lose it truly applies here. Picture an elderly couple at the mall, arm in arm, sharing treats and kisses. After decades together, they're two halves of one whole. They may not be sexual gymnasts anymore, but their contentment reveals something fleeting encounters can never produce. This is sex in winter, satisfying intimacy in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Sexual commitment in marriage resembles professional obligation. You can't regularly skip sex because you're not in the mood any more than the president can skip the State of the Union. When you married, you committed to meeting your spouse's sexual needs. Just as men must commit to regular emotional communication, wives must honor sexual commitments regardless of momentary desire. This doesn't mean tolerating abuse. It means recognizing that good marriages call us to love deeply, even when feelings lag behind. Your sexual feast might sometimes be gourmet, other times fast food, sometimes just dessert, but it's all good when approached with generosity. A growing sexual relationship strengthens your marriage, making you better parents, more faithful believers, more productive community members. The invitation isn't to perfection, but to ongoing discovery, learning what delights your partner, communicating your desires, and choosing connection even when life feels overwhelming.